Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I mean that. You know, I know I rattle that off pretty fast. It's my honor. It's my pleasure. My privilege. It really is. It is my honor to be here, to be a voice for you. And as you know, I've been having some struggles, and enough of you came through to get the current bills paid, but the next month is a little bit shaky yet. So what I'm going to ask, and I didn't even know I was going to say this, so what I'm going to ask is I'm starting up a 501 club. That means 500 people to commit for 6 to 9 months, $10 or $20 a month. Now, I have some, and I have many of you that sent one-time donations that really rescued. But to keep things going until I can get some things in the works, I really need your help. And we want to move on today to the First Amendment. Everything that I'm seeing, well, I had several articles yesterday, too, that I didn't bring up that have to do with the First Amendment or the destroying of the First Amendment. So I thought, well, we'll just start out and we'll read the First Amendment. Once again, it does us good to go back and read. The First Amendment says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people to peacefully assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Those things Congress may not do, cannot do, shall not do, are prohibited from doing. You have the right to speak, to practice your religious beliefs. Now, you have to understand, we were set up by men who claimed Christianity. And they used the Ten Commandments and God's law to set up our Constitution. So you're not allowed to murder just because you think it's okay with your religion. Well, the Obamacare and Hollywood, they don't like freedom of religion. I mentioned briefly, just briefly yesterday, about the NFL being upset. Now, let me dig that back out here. I have everything in front of me, but I've kind of got them all going every which direction. The NFL is not going to allow the Super Bowl to be played in Alabama. Now, Georgia has passed a bill to protect, we shouldn't even have to do this, to protect people and their freedom of religion and their faith. In other words, pastors are not going to be forced, pastors who stand on the Christianity and believe that, same-sex marriage is wrong, will not be forced to marry people who are of the same sex. That's all this is doing. But because they have passed this bill and is waiting for the governor to sign it, the NFL is upset. Here it is, right in front of me. The NFL is upset, and they're threatening to deprive Atlanta from hosting the Super Bowl over this religious bill. Now, think about the irony. Think about the hypocrisy. Think about the arrogance of those who believe differently than you. You're not saying, those pastors aren't saying, no, I'm not going to let them get married. They're saying, I'm not going to marry them. That's all. I don't believe The way I interpret the scripture is this. And that's what I'm going to stand on. The government and Congress have absolutely no business passing any bill, a.k.a. the Obamacare, or any other bill that would prohibit or, how else do I say this, invade, forcing you to go opposite of your faith. Now, this week, the Little Sisters have gone to court to plead their case again. And, of course, they're getting bullied around. And I have a very long article. I'm not going to share the entire article with you. You can search on the World Wide Web and find it yourself if it's not in your local newspaper. But this one happens to be coming from the Daily Signal. And it was yesterday that they appeared. And so I'm just going to share a little bit of it with you. They were there yesterday to hear the U.S. government argue that the Little Sisters of the Poor, an order of Catholic nuns who have served the elderly and the poor for 175 years, now they must violate their faith and assist in providing contraceptive drugs and devices, including abortion, for all of their nuns and any other employees through their health care plans. Now, let me once again explain to you, Obamacare, forced insurance, is not health care. A woman has the right to choose whether she wants to use contraceptives. She does not have the right to force you to pay for her contraceptives. They do not have the right, and they have been doing it for a long time through Planned Parenthood, because they get over 40% of their income from tax dollars, their revenue from tax dollars, to perform abortions. So your tax dollars, you're being forced to pay for abortions. If you do not believe in abortions, you are still paying for them. The Little Sisters of the Poor, Home for the Aged, and the Little Sisters of several other religious nonprofits challenged Obamacare. They challenged the abortion and the contraceptive mandates under the First Amendment of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Freedom is never free, and the fight is never over. You have to stay vigilant. Now, don't think that this doesn't pertain to you, because let me tell you, just like the refugees in any other land or in San Bernardino, they are in a land close to you. It is coming to a neighborhood near you, if it hasn't already been there. Although the government has already exempted 1 in 3 Americans from the mandate, including the U.S. military and big corporations such as Pepsi, ExxonMobil, and Visa, it refuses to exempt religious nonprofits like the Little Sisters. Instead, such religious organizations must self-certify that they are religious employers and have religious objections. They have to certify. They have been doing this work for 175 years. That's not good enough. While Obama does the wave in Cuba. We're going into a break. I have some more to share, but your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. I'll say that just a little slower. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I am starting out on my little soapbox about the First Amendment, and I started out reading the First Amendment. And it's very clear to me, you know, I'm no genius. I'm far, far from a genius. I'm very simple-minded. And when you read that, when you read the First Amendment, there is absolutely no question when it says Congress shall make no law respecting any establishment of religion. They are making these laws and they are forcing them upon the people. And it looks to me like they're targeting the religious groups, the religious organizations, the churches, religious individuals, religious businesses, and good old Hollywood. Because they have set such a great example for our children in the last, what, couple of decades? They're going to tell you what you should do. These people and their arrogance as they sit in their ivory palaces telling us down here at the bottom of the rain what we can and cannot do is absolutely unacceptable. Disney, just like the NFL, is going to is threatening Georgia because of they're calling it anti-gay law. It's not anti-gay. It is pro pastors. It is protecting the religion of others. It's not telling these gays that they can't be gay. It's not telling these gays that they can't get married. It's telling them, we will not be forced to marry you. Why would a gay person, want a pastor to marry them that didn't believe the same as they do? Why do they go to these businesses to do business with them when they know how they feel? Because they want to target them. Because it's not enough. They want to absolutely ruin their lives. All for their own feelings. But it's only the Christians that are getting attacked. You don't see any of the gays trying to get married at a mosque. You don't see the gays trying to go buy bakery goods or flowers by a business, and I'm sure they're out there, by businesses that are owned by Muslims. You don't see that. You don't see them suing them. No. They're targeting the Christians. They're targeting and trying to destroy your First Amendment. Their rights, their speech is all that matters. Yours does not. So Disney and Marvel, is going to, well, it's threatening that if the so-called anti-gay bill is signed, the governor, it's waiting for this governor to sign it, it's already been passed, it would prompt their departure from the state. State lawmakers passed a religious liberty bill last week, which protects religious officials, meaning pastors, meaning nuns, from having to perform a same-sex marriage ceremonies, and would allow faith-based organizations to deny services or employment to those who violate their sincerely held religious belief, according to the Variety. Now, think about this. If you are gay, if you're a homosexual, why would you want to work for someone who does not believe as you? Why would you want to do that? I wouldn't want to go work for a porn film industry. I wouldn't want to go do that. Why would they want to go somewhere that is contrary to their beliefs? Georgia's governor, Nathan Deal, has until May 3rd to sign the bill. They're putting pressure on this governor. So if you're from Georgia, you need to be contacting your governor and lifting him up. I don't know where he stands on this. I do not. But he's got till May 3rd to sign the bill into law. But he has been getting increased pressure from entertainment groups for him to veto the measure, reported the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Now, we've already known that the NFL is pressuring him, and now Disney Marvel is pressuring him. The state's tax incentives, which offer up to 30% tax credits to big-budget entertainment projects, has made Georgia a television and movie haven in recent years. So they're willing to give up this tax deduction, this tax thing, credit, to stand on their principles and to force these pastors to marry same-sex people, even though it goes against their religious faith. We're targeted, and that's what it's all about. They don't want you to practice your First Amendment. Do they not see that if they wipe it away, theirs will be wiped away as well? Disney and Marvel are inclusive companies. And although we have had a great, this is what they're saying, and although we have had a great experiences filming in Georgia, we will plan to take our business elsewhere should any legislation allowing discriminatory practices be signed into state law. It already has through Obamacare. That has been discriminatory against Christianity faith. It already has. but unless, you know, first you're supposed to tolerate, and then you're supposed to accept, and now you're supposed to take away all that you believe so that they can practice and do whatever they want. You may not. Since when has one been exonerated over the other? That is not freedom. That is not liberty. And it is not American. We have fallen away so badly in this nation. It goes beyond any kind of reasoning. There is no logic. I laugh about the liberal logic. There's no logic. Listen to what they're saying. We're allowing any discriminatory practices. They are discriminating. They are discriminating against these pastors. If they say, you have to do this. I know you don't believe it, but you're wrong. You have to do this. When that's what they're saying, the pastors are saying, you can't do that because you're wrong. I know people who are gay. I don't believe in their lifestyle, but I don't hate them. I don't hate them. But they hate you, not my friends. In general, this statement, this stand from Hollywood, can you imagine Walt Disney? How he would feel if he knew what his company was doing. Where that dream, the imagination has gone. To follow an agenda. Can you imagine? I didn't know him personally. He's from the state of Missouri, but I didn't know him personally. My fifth grade teacher said she dated him. It's just absolutely unbelievable what this nation is doing and how far in the gutter we are going and how far from our Bill of Rights we are walking away from. This is the same Disney that we had a report in January because they are letting... They laid off a great many employees to hire immigrants. We're going to take their advice on life living. We're going to take their advice on what's best for America. I don't think so. And constitutionally clueless Clooney, why do we keep supporting him at the box office? He's a decent actor, but he's an idiot. Along with a few others that are telling you how to live while they are jet-setting across the globe, doing whatever they want. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Lexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We've been visiting the First Amendment. I read the First Amendment, and then I kind of got off on how they're making us do things. They're making us pay for things that go against the grain. They go against our Christianity faith. Now, this one is a story that is not good. Something that happens probably more frequently than we would care to know about. Now, I want to mention once again, I don't know if you can re-mention something, the Red Ribbon Campaign. I've done a very poor job of keeping that in front of you. I have the ribbons, I have the wristbands, I have the shirts. The shirts picture an ultrasound baby pic, and there's some little bitty feet on the ribbon, and the words are, "Cries from the womb." This is something that many Americans find distasteful, and yet we're being forced to pay for it. The arrogance and the waste of taxpayer dollars is rampant. But this story is horrible. A baby was born alive after a failed abortion. They put it to the side and they let it die. Now this happened. This was doctors in Polish hospital. This was in Poland, but I'm telling you, it happens here. President Barack Obama said that that was fine. I don't have the clip of when he said it, but I remember it. Hillary Clinton thinks this is okay. You have a baby that's born. It's not yet dead. So they put it to the side, and they just leave it there to die. This is a human life. Barack Obama got on the air, and he talked about how carpet bombing was inhumane. These are the same people that have no problem ripping a life from a womb. A human life. They have absolutely no problem with that. But to carpet bomb people who are slicing off heads and burning people alive, blowing up airports, shooting people in hotels, taking out unarmed military because our president doesn't think they need to be armed. That's not inhumane. It's inhumane to fight them. I can't remember his name, some idiotic actor said, when you fight back, you lose. They win. Really? So I suggested punching him in the nose. What do you think he would do if you punched him in the nose? I guess I'd lose. I probably would lose, but to protect life. Those who love liberty love life. Those who love life love liberty. The leftists who hate liberty, they're the ones that think it's okay to force nuns to pay for contraceptives and abortions. They're the ones who think it's okay to take a baby who was accidentally aborted, born alive, put it to the side as if it was nothing, and let it die. They're the same ones that'll come and sue you if you break an eagle egg. They're the same ones who will come and raid your farm if they think that you're inhumane to your cows or your pigs. They care not about your liberty, and they care not about human life. So think about the scenario in a Planned Parenthood clinic or any other clinic that performs abortions. And here we have, didn't quite go right. Or maybe it did, so that they could use the parts. And they put the baby to the side, go on about their business, and let that baby suffer and die. You wouldn't do that to a dog. You wouldn't do that to any other animal. But you'll do that to a precious baby who has no ability to defend itself, does not yet have a voice. But make no mistake about it. They are quarrying. They are crying from the womb for you and I to do something to stop this genocide. And that's exactly what it is genocide. Do not esteem and lift up Margaret Sanger. It was all about getting rid of the black race. And they still target the poor, and they still target the black neighborhoods. And they are blind to the fact that it is to get rid of certain people. Of course, now it's a business. And they're making money at it. And they're propping it up with your money. First Amendment. life and liberty are under attack. They no longer mean anything to many people in this nation. The Democrat Party is not the Democrat Party that it used to be under John F. Kennedy. He had a quote that there was a plan to enslave the people and he was going to put a stop to it. A few weeks later, he was dead. But the plan to enslave us did not die. We are enslaved through this taxation. We are a slave to the bureaucrats who continue to force mandates and regulations upon you and your businesses and your communities. They tell you how to live. They tell you what to do. They tell you how fast you can go, how slow you can go. They tell you what kind of gas to put in your car. They tell you all kinds of things. Except protect your liberty. They don't do that. Except protect your life. They don't do that. It's inhumane to carpet bomb ISIS. But it's not inhumane to rip a life out of a mother's womb and kill it. That's not inhumane. That's a right. And that's a choice. When we go back to this issue of contraception, I want to read something to you. Judge Justice Sana Sotomayor, I can't say her name. I can see her face, and that's not a good thing. She was rather indignant and insulting to this cause during her questioning. And we're going into a break, so when we come back, I'm going to share the closing of this article with you because I want you to hear the arrogance and the lack of common sense and the hypocrisy in what they say. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome, but we're heading into that final segment, 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone
phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio. That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm going to back up for just a second before I share this article, the last of this article with you. It was somebody, I have to have help. You know, I've got to have help sometimes. So one of my favorite buddies on Facebook, he was listening to the show and he said, it was Justin Trudeau, who is he's a Canadian politician, that said, if you kill your enemies, they win. If you kill your enemies, they win. Really? Well, I understand. No, I really don't understand where he's going with that. I really don't. When you're trying to protect a nation, you know Canada is in as much trouble as we are with their leadership. By golly, I get calls from them. They're listening to the show, too, and I get calls from them, and my heart goes out to them. And we're just all fighting together, and we've got to stand. Well, it says here that the questions by Justice Kagan and Ginsburg and Sotomayor and Stephen Breyer were uniformly hostile to the religious freedom arguments being raised by the plaintiffs, which was the Little Sisters. On a final note, the writer of this article, and it's fairly long, it's four pages here, but the final note is what I wanted to share with you. As we walked out of the Supreme Court after the arguments, there were protesters waving signs on both sides of the case, one side yelling and the other singing hymns. The protesters in favor of the government's position were holding signs saying that their contraceptive choices were none of their boss's business. A strange claim to be made by protesters who, from their clothing, were obviously not nuns. And it is none of their boss's business, then why is the government forcing their bosses to pay for it? It's none of your boss's business, but by golly, he best be paying for my business. Insurance is not health care. Contraceptive is a personal thing. And it's when it's forced for someone else to pay for it for you that it becomes an issue. It is your choice as a female or a male Why isn't it the choice of your boss what he pays for or doesn't pay for? If they really wanted to check into why health care is so expensive, why don't they do that instead of making it higher yet with forced insurance? Fining you if you can't pay for your insurance. Freedom isn't free, and it's never really won. You have to be forever vigilant for liberty. Our First Amendment, our religious faith, is Christian faith, is under attack. You don't see them attacking the Muslim faith. They know better. Off with their heads, huh? But they'll come in and attack a Christian. This is something on another note, but it's still back to the comment that I made earlier in the show about the wastefulness of your money, of tax dollars money, taxpayers money. They waste your money in D.C., and they're getting rich doing it. Well, this is out of Michigan, and I wish I'd have mentioned it sooner. I could have had somebody in Michigan maybe explain it to me. But Michigan Senate has approved the bailout of Detroit schools. The Michigan Senate on Tuesday approved $715 million bailout package for the financial troubled Detroit Public School District. The Detroit News on other local media reported this. The package of bills must now pass the state's lower house, so it hasn't got approved 100% yet. It was not immediately clear how the Senate initiatives would be reconciled with a $48.7 million emergency fund measure passed by the House last week, aiming to keep the cash-strapped schools from shutting down in April. Why are these schools in trouble? Are they practicing their spending like our D.C. occupiers? Are they spending more than they're able to bring in? Are they not using any common sense? A bailout of $750 million when I'm certain that those schools have already received state money and federal money. They're already receiving taxpayer dollars, and now they're going to have to get a $715 million bailout? Who's on the school board? Who are the administrators of the superintendents of these schools? Who's making the decisions on how much money gets spent here and there? What could they possibly do to cut back? Well, they're not going to cut back. They're going to ask for somebody to bail them out. I spend hardly anything in this office on the office and nothing on me to try and keep going. I guess I've kind of asked for a bailout when I've asked for your help. But there is no waste going on here. None whatsoever. I buy paper, I buy pens. Once in a while I buy labels and envelopes. That's it. Everything else goes to production. Everything else goes to keep this voice alive, these airwaves paid for. If I don't make it, I don't make it. I don't think government's going to bail me out. But this is taxpayers' money for public school that's been wasted. Something needs to be reconstructed. Something needs to be looked at as to why $715 million to bail out these schools, these public schools. This nation, this country, is inside, outside, upside down. You need to get out of your box. And you need to be awakened. And you need to get active. Whoever's on that school board needs to be fired. Whoever's the administrator needs to be fired. Something needs to be redone there in Michigan. And probably other schools across other states that are in trouble. But we're going to force the little sisters to pay for contraceptives and abortions. You know what? I think it's time that we held hands, stood up, and said enough is enough, and bring America home.
You a David. There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David, by Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com. It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.